escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big shout out to L. Duncan, ESPN, you watch on SportsCenter, Atlanta Zone, stopping by the show here at Murph's. We are in Cobb Galleria, where the Fan Village is going on, guys. Lots of activity tonight around the ballpark. So if you're coming down, you know, make sure that you give yourself plenty of time because of the Home Run Derby tomorrow, the All-Star Game. And we will be back at Murph's tomorrow along with Andy and Randy before we come on. So lots going on. Our other shows, by the way, want to give them a plug, Mike, because they are down at SEC Media Days, the morning shift, and also the Steakhouse. And they'll be there tomorrow as well. With that said, we got to head downtown and talk to our guy Connor Riley for Dog Nation as we talk some dogs. Connor, it's been a busy first day. I want to recap with you, and I want to start with your thoughts about Greg Sankey's comments. Where do you think this is going? Sankey started the day by talking about the schedule, spent a lot of time on it. Really, this is about the SEC and the Big Ten, right, Connor? Making a decision and then moving forward?
Yeah, a lot of the schedule dynamics with the SEC as far as going to an 8-game schedule or a 9-game schedule, I think are tied into the college football playoff scenario. And if there is a world where they go to the 4 automatic qualifiers, which is the Big Ten's preferred playoff format, you might see the SEC move to a 9-game schedule. Now, I don't think Georgia wants to go to a 9-game SEC schedule. I think they prefer to remain at 8 games and play big out-of-conference games, Clemson and past years, Oregon as well. Obviously, they play Georgia Tech every year. Whereas if they go to the 5-11 model, 5 automatic qualifiers, 11 wildcard teams, the top-ranked 11 teams, I think that's how you see the SEC stay at an 8-game schedule. And once that gets ironed out, the college football playoff schedule, then you have sort of what you think the SEC is going to do from a conference scheduling standpoint. The problem is that they have to make a decision, I believe, by November 1st, as far as what the future college football playoff scenario is going to be. And there is a world where the SEC may have to make a conference scheduling decision before that playoff decision is finalized.
We were just talking about it earlier in the show, Connor. Is the biggest problem, I think, for the SEC, there's a lack of uniformity as far as the decision-making with the College Football Playoff Committee? And it just seemed like last year, early on and late, they just didn't seem to really respect the conference and strength of schedule.
No, and you're absolutely right, Mike, and that's the difference. Because in the SEC, you know, Oklahoma, Florida, those are teams that were hovering around 500 for most of last year. But because of the way that they spend, the way that they recruit, their fan-based expectations, they expect to be in a college football playoff every year. And if those are your 9th and 10th best teams, you're just operating at a different level of challenge compared to the Big Ten, which really, in my opinion, only has 4 or 5 teams on an annual basis that are saying right now, hey, we're able to contend for a college football playoff spot on a yearly basis. And so because of that, when you factor in that the SEC schedule and the difficulty of which teams had to go through was just not respected last year, I think that's a big reason why you see some hesitancy to adopt other leagues' models when they very clearly don't respect what the SEC is doing. And in going potentially to a 9-game schedule, they're voluntarily making their own schedules harder. And if there's not going to be a reward for that, as there wouldn't be, you understand why some schools, Georgia in particular, are hesitant to add that extra conference game.
We're talking with Connor Riley from Dog Nation. He's in town as well as the SEC Media Days are going on. So I think Brian Kelly's on the hot seat. That's where I'm at. I think LSU has to be in the playoff this year, and I think they got to be a real contender. He avoided a little bit of this today, didn't he? He was talking about academics and all this stuff. I'm like, come on, Brian Kelly. What did you think?
I think that Kelly's in a very interesting position where this is year four at LSU. You know, he's had to deal with the transfer portal. They've done a much better job of adjusting to that this cycle. They've got one of, in my opinion, the best returning quarterback in the conference in Garrett Nussmeier. They have produced elite wide receivers on a consistent basis now. And there's the thought that, okay, if you can't do it this year where Georgia doesn't seem to be the same juggernaut, Alabama is not the juggernaut they have been in years past, there's an opportunity there for LSU to take a step forward. I don't think that it is as cut and dry as, hey, he's got to make the playoff or he's going to be fired. I think he's owed too much money to do that. But to your point, Carl, I think the intensity really ratchets up on Brian Kelly this year. Whether he wants to deflect from it or not, if this is a team that goes 8-4 at the end of the season with the talent that they have, with the talent that they've brought in via the transfer portal, there are going to be a lot of unhappy people. And because Brian Kelly is just, I think, a generally unlikable figure in college football, he becomes a very easy target in that mind.
We talked about this a few weeks ago. How hard or how much heat from the Auburn and / Alabama contingent, the rest of SEC media, on Hugh Freeze? Because it just seems like the recruiting news, Carl said it a few times, I met a guy down in the Keys this weekend who's an Auburn fan, and all he says, all they're hearing is, all Hugh Freeze does is play golf.
It's just terrible optics for Hugh at the worst possible time because, you know, I think it's understandable of why Auburn recruiting is where it is right now. You have a lot of people in that Auburn side wait and see, where I don't think these first 2 years have gone how people imagined they would have when they hired Hugh Freeze from Liberty, given his past experience in this conference. They've spent big in recruiting. They've signed back-to-back top 10 classes. You do not do that at a cheap rate anymore. They were one of the more aggressive teams in the transfer portal this offseason. And for you to be struggling in recruiting and then that's juxtaposed with you going out there and playing a lot of golf, he's not the only coach to do this. He's just very public about it for whatever reason. This is not helping Hugh Freeze. And we talked a moment ago about the pressure that's mounting on Brian Kelly. I think that's ratcheted up to an even higher level with Hugh Freeze, where, you know, Auburn doesn't have to make the college football playoff this year, but they need to show that they're a good, competent football team, because they had no point in Hugh Freeze the first 2 years have they done that. And if they can't do it with this talent they've had on this roster, this is easily the most talented Auburn roster they've had probably since 2019 when Bo Nix was a freshman. You have real questions and concerns about the future direction of this program under Hugh Freeze, and the recruiting only makes that worse.
Connor, what did you think about what Lane Kiffin had to say? We talked last week, I think, about Austin Simmons. I think he could be the star or coming out party as far as the quarterback is concerned, a guy that people are aware of, but maybe he takes the league by storm. What do you think, Lane Kiffin, about what Lane Kiffin said today?
Yeah, I think LSU is one of the more difficult teams to figure out and project what they're going to be this season. You know, as much as I think you and I, Carl, we talked last week about how much we like Austin Simmons and what he brings to the table, Justin Dart was a first-round quarterback and did a lot of really good things for that program. And they have to replace Walter Nolan. They have to replace defensive end Princely Unumalian, who gave Georgia, I think, more trouble than any individual player did a season ago. And you wonder, okay, what can this team be? Now, the thing working in their favor, they have a very, very favorable schedule. Yes, they have to go to Athens. Yes, they have to play Oklahoma and LSU. But other than that Georgia game and maybe the LSU game, they're going to be favored in the rest of their contest. And there is a world, I think, where Austin Simmons comes out and plays really well early. Lane Kiffin has shown and earned, I think, the trust of, even though we have a heavy roster turnover every year, we know what we're looking for and how we're going to replace it. And I think that there is a world where right now, yes, Ole Miss might be the fifth or sixth team in that preseason pecking order behind Alabama, Texas, Georgia, LSU, and then they're in that South Carolina tier. Because of the schedule, I think there's a world where Ole Miss is maybe able to sneak in there and grab one of those college football playoff spots. Even though a year ago, we were all sort of talking about them as a team that, hey, they have to go out there and do this. Weren't able to do so. I think because of the schedule and how favorable it was last year, it flips. Still a very manageable schedule in my mind. If Austin Simmons is as good as Carl thinks he is, that Ole Miss team is going to be in the playoff hunt in late November.
It's our man Connor Riley, guys, from Dog Nation. I think almost every other week we're asking you about Gunnar Stockton. Can he be that guy? You know, can he be Stetson Bennett? They're going to have that preseason that'll come out. All the media elite down at the Omni will vote on the preseason All-SEC. How's it going to look when the season's over? Is Gunnar Stockton going to be one of the top five quarterbacks in the SEC?
I don't think he's going to be one of the top five quarterbacks. And, you know, while you were making your point there, Mike, I was thinking, if Gunnar Stockton's the sixth best quarterback in the SEC next season, Georgia's going to be in fantastic shape. Like, they don't need him to go out there and be a Joe Burrow. They don't, in my opinion, need him to go out there and be the best quarterback in the league for them to reach the college football playoff and potentially win a national title. Now, they obviously need him to be good. They need him to take care of the football in a way Carson Beck didn't a season ago. And really, in those Texas and Notre Dame game ones, while they were tough circumstances, he didn't necessarily do a great job of that there either. But Gunnar Stockton, in my mind, if he could give you like a Jake Fromm in 2017 type performance, where he manages the ship, he doesn't make a lot of mistakes, he's able to rely on the talent around him, there's a world where, yes, he's only the sixth or seventh best quarterback, and yes, that's going to lead us talking all season. Is he good enough to win a round? But I think if he's that capable of Georgia, where he's a middle-of-the-tier quarterback and he's not actively hurting you, I think that Georgia is talented enough around him for them to accomplish the goals that they need to. And, you know, it's so fascinating tomorrow. Gunner's going to be the first quarterback we hear from in the morning. He's going to say virtually nothing. Arch Manning's the last quarterback we're going to hear from at the end of the day from Texas.
Right.
And the juxtaposition between those two guys and the way they're talked about, even though to what they've done in college is very similar, could not be more different at this point in time.
Yeah. Look, and speaking of pressure, Sark's got a good enough team to win it. I don't know if they will. A lot of people I'm talking to back in Texas are like, yeah, they're coming back to the SEC championship game. Okay, they did that last year, and they got beat up twice by a better Georgia football team. What are your expectations? I'm not going to ask you what you're voting because Mike mentioned it. You guys are going to have to vote. But what are your expectations? If I told you, will Texas be back in the mix? Because that's the prediction right now. A top three team in the country, certainly one of the top teams in the SEC.
Yeah, so you look at what Texas lost a season ago. They lose their starting quarterback. They lose multiple wide receivers. Most of their offensive line has to be replaced. This is a year where I think we're going to get a really good look at what is the culture like at Texas. And if they're able to sustain and play really well this year, like I think they will be able to, that's going to be huge for them. Now, they actually, despite last year, I think, having a very generous schedule, they have a very tricky road schedule this year at Ohio State, at Florida, at Georgia. All those games are going to be tough. And while, yes, there's a world where they lose all three, and if they do that, they're probably not making the college football playoff, I don't think that that's going to happen. And this is a year for Texas where for so long it's been a Texas back. Well, they've made two straight college football playoff semifinals. They made it to the SEC championship year one. If they're able to go 10-2 again this year, make the college football playoff, you know, yes, so much of this is going to be can they win a championship, especially with Arch Manning as their quarterback. But it's everything else around there where if they're able to get to that point, that's a huge success for Sarkisian and for Texas and what they're able to do where, yeah, some years you're going to need all the pieces to align and things to fall into place. Georgia experienced that in 2021. Ohio right. State, you saw that a season ago. If they're able to do all that, that's huge for Texas because you're able to show that you're able to sustain at that level. And if you do that long enough, at some point the pieces are going to fall into place and you're going to get over that hump and win a national title.
And Connor, just wrapping up, the South Carolina Gamecocks went 9-3, big win over Texas A&M, should have beat Alabama, better field goal kicker. They move onward and upward with Lenora Sellers. Are they going to plateau? Is that as good as it gets there at Williams-Brice Stadium?
I think plateau is a great word to use there, Mike, because you look at what made that team successful. Yes, Lenora Sellers making big plays late last year. But that defense was really, really good. They had, I think, five guys drafted off of it. That's right. Not nothing. How they go about replacing those defensive guys, I think, is going to determine what their ceiling is. Because there is a world where they get into the college football playoff. But, man, you look at that schedule. They got to play Texas A&M once again. They got to play Clemson at the end of the season. They get Alabama and LSU and Ole Miss. Those are three really tough SEC conference games. And so they're going to have to find a way to navigate what is a trickier schedule compared to the rest of the league. But they've got maybe perhaps the best player in the league in Lenora Sellers once as well. So if they're able to navigate that, if Sellers is able to raise the offensive floor a little bit from where last year I think it was a little boom or bust, if they're able to be more consistent there, that is a team that I think can elevate itself to another level and get into the college football playoff.
Well, it's going to be a fun week. Can't wait to see tomorrow, and I know you're going to be all over it, Connor, as Kirby, and you said it, Gunner, get a chance to address the media. Curious about Hugh Freeze, and then as the week goes on, obviously we get a chance to hear from Kalen DeBoer, who I think, again, has got to get them back to the playoffs with Alabama. Great stuff. Tell the people where they can follow you and follow all the things you're covering.
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Twitter at @KConnorReilly. We'll have a ton of stuff out of there tomorrow. Kirby goes bright and early in the day, so wake up, be ready for that.
I guess this means you're not going to Beyonce tonight.
No, I am not going to Beyonce tonight.
All right, I was just making sure. I had to ask, Connor.
All right, brother. Go Dawgs.
Take care. He's like, bright and early. I can't be up late, Dukes. I'm not going out to Beyonce. There are people. Gordon told us his wife. Did they find an outfit, by the way? Your wife and they found an outfit?
Yeah.
All right. It's a big thing, man.
Is she wearing a cowboy hat?
Yes. That's a big thing. Hey, man, we're coming back. When we do, some programs you won't be able to watch anymore, and it includes some big names. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With some interesting stuff, go back and rewind. First of all, you got to have subscribe. That's the first thing. Download the app, Odyssey. Subscribe to Dukes and Bell, and you can get all of our content, guys, all of our interviews, all of our stuff. Connor saying some interesting things, talking about Gunnar Stockton speaking tomorrow, Kirby Smart. We'll get a chance to hear from those guys as SEC Media Days is going on. Meanwhile, we are at Murph's. At Cobb Galleria, hanging out. Lots of baseball fans and fans that maybe come in from all over the country hanging out as well as we get ready for the Home Run Derby contest. And then, of course, the All-Star Game itself tomorrow. Right. We're going to talk more about that a little bit later. I just want to mention this because in our business, you know, in our circles, right, these things, there's always rumors and stuff going on. Don't know what you watch. Don't know what you spend your time doing. But the names you will know. And today we find out that Fox Sports 1 is letting go of Joy Taylor, Paul Pierce, Keyshawn Johnson, Craig Carton, LaShawn McCoy, Emmanuel Acho, all gone. They got rid of basically three different shows.
Right.
And they're making major changes before we head
into won't see him no more.
To football season. Our buddy Andrew Marchand, who's all over this stuff, he writes for The Athletic now, but they canceled Speak, Breakfast Ball, and The Facility. Those were the three shows,
right.
And it had all those guys on it. So for anybody that's watched any one of those shows or come across a clip or two over the years, those shows are gone, Mike.
Yeah, and, you know, Acho's always got strong takes. I mean, all the shows have got strong takes. But it is interesting because one thing we knew, and I probably under the guys of the lawyers, let's not fire Joy Taylor right now. Let's wait a few months. But there was some strangeness, as you guys know, and then all that was alleged about her involvement in some very strange goings
to higher
up at FS1.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was just talking about this with our boss, Mike Conti. I'm like, So what's the program you vacuum filled with? Bringing back Skip Bayless?
I don't know.
I mean, honestly, I
just
no
don't
idea.
Know what moves the meter. I mean, you know, like, say what you want. You know, ESPN, whether you're into that. I mean, basically, they were just simply parroting that sort of argument talk. You know, that's where they were going with it. And it's just, to me, it's you know, it was funny. Somebody, I think on Awful Announcing once tweeted, it was the middle of, like, June. They're like, is Dak Prescott an elite quarterback? Well, there's a compelling argument. You know, it seems like, you know, you're really reaching for stuff where I would just love to see more sports. I'd love to see FS1 try to make their own sports center and maybe try to do it in a more, you know, maybe you'd counter program the WNBA and you don't show any of that.
Yeah.
Which is when I go, when I watch, try to get my highlights in the morning.
Well,
I don't know.
I'll say this. You know this. These companies and corporations don't do these kinds of moves because those are multi-million dollar
without
moves.
Without a plan.
Without a plan. So they've got something up their sleeve. But the bottom line is, and look, for us guys, it's like any business. I don't matter what you do. We'd love to say, hey, good luck to all of those folks, whatever they end up doing. But that is a big blow today, certainly for FS1 and those shows.
Hey, I was going to mention it in Guy Talk, but while we're talking TV, there was that thought that maybe Disney would throw some more money to keep Formula One. Now all indications are it's going to Apple. So, I mean, I know for MLS it has not been a boom.
Mike, I don't like it.
Well, you know, I'm so passionate about Formula One that I will find it. And, you know, as I joke around, you know, I like my TV on my TV, but streaming is where it's at.
Now, can I tell you, I've liked it on ESPN.
Me
because
too.
Every Sunday I know I'm going to get it and I know where they're at and there's the pre-race stuff. Like, it's just been easy.
Now, if this is simply turnkey where they just take the Sky Sport feed, which is maybe the smart play, because as you said, they do that amazing 90-minute pre-race. The millions of dollars that Sky puts into that is just nuts. So if that's going to simply just turn key over to Apple, then you're good to go. But you're right. As far as growing the sport of MLS, you know, I follow Alexi Lawless on Twitter all the time. He's always talking about, you know, are we really building the brand? Chelsea, by the way, beats PSG while we're going off script here, off some All-Star Weekend in SEC.
For sure.
That was just a beatdown. So I don't know. I mean, did you watch any of that club championship over the week?
I watched a little bit of it because I was interested. I mean, look, he had a big crowd. The president was there. I mean, everybody was watching and paying attention. Look, when you asked a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, with the World Cup coming, I'm hoping, Mike, that there's a little bit more interest, certainly, in what's going on in the world of soccer beyond Atlanta United, with all due respect. I'm just talking on a world scale.
Right.
But that was a big-time match, man. It was a big-time – it had a big-time feel to it, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I didn't watch all of it. I only caught the second half, but it was great.
Yeah, it's kind of fun because Chelsea and PSG, these are legendary clubs. Not sure, you know, if this was the test they were looking for. All I read in some of the international publications and stuff, oh, it's so hot in America in the summer.
Well, it was hot.
Well, it's not as hot as it is in Saudi Arabia or Qatar.
It was hot.
Or any of the other places where everyone had to basically readjust their entire lives because you can only play over there in the fall. So I don't want to hear about it. You know, and some of these Euro weenies and the complaining. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, it is. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Mike does have Guy Talk coming up. 5 o'clock, we will talk about what's leading up to the start of training camp with our Falcons. And Mike also got finally a chance. He was gone last week to see quarterbacks on Netflix, and so we'll get his thoughts on that as well because it's still resonating with a lot of people. If you just caught the first couple episodes, let me tell you what a nerd Abe is, and we love Abe. Abe told me last week while you were out, he goes, the day before this thing comes out, he goes, I'm staying up tonight. I said, for what?
Staying up?
Yeah. He goes, I'm setting my alarm to get up. I said, well, what time's this thing drop? Midnight? He goes, no, 3 a.m.
Okay, that's just ridiculous. I mean, you can wait. You can wait one day.
Okay, so Mike.
I know you want to provide content to your audience.
Not only did he wait, not only did he get up, you know what he did? He binged the whole thing. And then I get a text at 7 in the morning the next day. When did that come out? Last Wednesday or whatever, Tuesday?
Right.
I get a text. I think Dede and I get a text at like 7 in the morning. I've completed it. I'm like, Abe, you are a maniac.
Abe, when's the last time you saw a movie? You took a walk on the beach. You know what I mean? But in the case of, you know, the F1, Drive to Survive, I will watch all of that when that drops because I just, you know, people are always funny because I was talking to a guy. We were out on a fishing trip. And there's a boat next to us, and we're getting loaded in the boat, getting the ice and everything. And the guy's like, what do you do for a living? I said, I do sports talk. And he says, wow, man. He goes, what's your favorite sport? And I said, honestly? I go, F1. I go, no. He goes, you don't? I said, no, I don't talk about F1 on my radio show. Then maybe once or twice if there's a big story. I go, it's football. Football. But, I mean, that's why, you know, everyone's got their unique.
Their thing.
Their thing.
Yeah.
And there's certainly a market for it. That's why with MLS and is this World Cup, because we've been saying it's the level of interest in soccer, Or is this going to be simply be, we'll have another World Cup and nothing will come of it? The quality of play will be remain the same. We are expanding, right, Mike, in MLS? MLS is expanding. We had the not anytime soon. They just added two. But the question I had is, does this, like the event we just had with this World Cup champion, the World Club Championship, does this move the needle at all? Or is it simply still there's the soccer fan and it just is pulling the cash?
Look, I would ask this question, and really we hadn't even dove into this, and more All-Star conversation coming up, more about our Braves as well, as we've got a lot to overcome, even more so now than we did watching this Ronald Acuna injury, guys, the Riley injury. There's just a lot. But, Mike, I would say this. Even though Messi has come – made a lot of money, and there have been big matches that people have paid attention to.
Right.
Where is MLS on the landscape compared to where he was, where it was before he got here? Right. And I'm saying that because you got the world's biggest star coming to MLS. MLS has not moved ahead of any of our other major sports because of it.
And the NHL just had another great Stanley Cups and an amazing playoff, and they're getting beaten by women's softball. So, I mean, that's why baseball, when we get back, bring it back to the All-Star game, baseball is doing better numbers. Now, last year with the Yankees and Dodgers, that's one of their better years in a long time. But the World Series has been trending the wrong way. But the regional viewership is still up. And by the way, FanDuel, of course, we all know you work with those guys, do a great job. But the regional viewership, the fan interest is there. The question will be for the Braves, and we'll get into that later in the show. If this downward slide does go, is their ownership just so afraid that if you throw up the white flag, people just don't show up?
You're talking about here.
Coming here at Truist Park. Because they haven't had a problem with filling this stadium for 7 years.
Yeah.
You know, but now we're in a situation where it's like, you know, once the kids go back to school, it seems like to change the dynamic. And it's going to be tough because we've never, let's be honest, Alex Anthopoulos, it's been green light go ever since 2018. We've never taken a step back.
No, it has been. I could have sworn I just saw Michael Money Harris sit down at the bar. Oh, it's just a dude dressed up as Michael Money Harris.
Hey, man, come to Murph's. We are right next to their giant fan palooza that Major League Baseball is throwing down, and G Money just got cheese curds. You better eat those quick, songs. I'm about to jump in.
I wonder if that brother at the bar who's dressed like Michael Money Harris. What's up, man?
What's up, Joe?
Can you hit?
Hey, can you hit? Can you hit?
Because if you can, we might have to substitute you for the real Money Harris.
I don't need you to hit. Can you draw walks?
Look, he said, yeah, I can hit.
All right, man. He said he can butt.
Wait,
is that Ozuna's brother? The dude dressed Ozuna dressing as Harris now?
I have no idea. I thought it was Michael Money Harris. Mike, what do we got coming up in Guy Talk, man?
Hey, man, we're going to find out if this is Michael Harris, because if so, he's probably going to punch me in the head. Aaron Rodgers being a jerk at the American Century Golf Championship? Not a surprise, Carl. And also coming up, guys, we've got the lineup. We know Acuna is batting third now for Snicker, but where does he bat for Dave Roberts tomorrow night?
It better be leadoff.
Hold your breath.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When a play is play, and hey, man, crowd's rolling in. We're live at Murph's, guys, right next door to the All-Star Village, which will be here again tomorrow, and we'll be doing the show here tomorrow, getting you ready for the All-Star game. Real quick, I teased it, so I'll pay it off. We've talked about Ronald Acuna. Now, Profar is raking, so maybe you drop Ronald down to third since he's not such a stolen base threat, Carl.
Yeah.
Dave Roberts, managing the Nationals, is going to have him batting second.
I don't like it.
Shohei Ohtani will lead off. And Ronald Acuna will be out and playing left field.
By the way,
if you sit in left and you really like to see Ronald, he'll be right in front of you as opposed to being over in right field.
That's true.
You know.
Yes, you do have a boss. But in this situation, this man is at home. He should be leading off. He should be crushing the first fastball right down the middle of the plate, electrifying the crowd, setting off this All-Star game in Atlanta. And instead, you've got me waiting for him to bat. Second.
Yes.
I don't like it.
He'll be batting second. We will see, of course, tonight, Matt Olson filling in for Ronald Acuna in the home run derby. Not exactly the same kind of swag or persona, but as we said, Matt Olson saw Chipper do it as a kid and now is looking forward to being in the home run derby. Any concern for a season that's basically gone off the rails as much as it possibly could that our guy Matt Olson now will perhaps overextend himself in the home run derby, because there's always seems to be that dreaded curse. Generally what happens is guys like Aaron Judge or maybe Raleigh with the Mariners, who we're going to see tonight for the first time, maybe guys like that, they can never keep up that streak for the rest of the year, so they just make this All-Star, or home run derby curse thing starts.
Yeah, listen.
Because you can't put those numbers up for 162.
Correct. Cal Riley is on pace for 70-plus home runs. I don't know if he's going to get there. And again, just because you get hot in the first half, to Mike's point, doesn't mean you remain hot. But some guys, Mike, it doesn't affect them. And we've seen that also in this home run derby. But he's the odds-on favorite. I just want Matt Olson to have a good showing. That's all I'm hoping for. And if he happens to win it, then it is just a storybook, something we can talk about, and certainly for him to tell his grandkids one day that he not only watched this game 25 years ago, but then got a chance to participate and then won it in his hometown. So that would be the cool thing tonight.
Hey, interesting factoid for tonight, sports fans. Cal Riley called the Big Dumper.
He is.
You know who gave him that nickname?
He is. And he owns it, by the way.
You know who gave him the nickname?
Yeah, he owns it.
You know who gave him the nickname?
Of course I do.
Who?
Who?
Jared Kelnick.
Gave him the Big Dumper?
Yes. Yes, I found it. I looked it up. I said, how'd you get the nickname the Big Dumper? Well, one of our favorites, Chris, of course, Chris here at night on 92.9 The Game, was never a big fan of Kelnick, but Kelnick did come up with one good thing, the nickname the Big Dumper.
When they were coming up in Seattle.
Correct.
Yep. Yeah, he's owned it. I say that because people asked him if he liked it. Because,
right.
People walking around going, Dumper. And he's like, do I really answer to this? But he said it's cool. He digs it. So
again, Kelnick, that's his thing. All right, man. Surprised that Aaron Rodgers throws his golf club and nearly hits somebody because he's frustrated with a swing at the American Century event out there in Tahoe.
Is he good? Can he play?
He's competitive. He's all quarterbacks are natural athletes when it comes to that position. And then a kid goes, hey, you almost hit me. Almost doesn't count, kid.
Wow.
As he dismissively walks away to the next tee box. People caught it on mic and are going, oh, what a turd.
Wow. If I was that kid, I would have been like, my eye. I've been blinded by Aaron Rodgers for life.
While walking around with it looked like he had a red Solo cup in his hand. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. You almost hit me, Aaron Rodgers. A child sent a video posted on social media. Because when you look up the definition of jackass, some guy said it's Aaron Rodgers. It's from the New York Post article. If you don't like Aaron Rodgers, this is it. Kid goes, you almost hit me. Almost doesn't count. Doesn't even break stride.
Wow. Yeah, that's kind of rude. I mean, there are so many fans that go out there because all the stars are there, like sports celebrities and whatnot. Charles Barkley played well, by the way. I talked to Chuck. He was like, I finally got my swing.
Right.
I was like, thank God, because that was embarrassing, whatever you've been doing the last 8 years. But here's the deal. That's not the way. This is why we feel the – not us.
Right.
You feel the way you do about Aaron. He's never played quarterback here, but it's that attitude, Mike, how he comes off. Those are the things. Like, what's it take for you to take 2 seconds and say, oh, I'm sorry.
Right. And by the way, it wasn't a stick. It was a ball. I mean, there was another guy. That's PGA where they're throwing the sticks. But this wasn't a club. This was an errant tee shot. But no, one thing that it did come up earlier in the week, this is also a part related to Aaron Rodgers. I guess this was at Steeler camp. It got reported by the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette that you had one of those. Now, again, you and I, in Aaron's defense, kids getting autographs is one thing. Grown men who either going to turn right around and put them on eBay or perhaps they're just dorky anyway and add it to their collection is different. A guy was asking for an autograph. Aaron Rodgers, you're an autograph hound. Turned it, was not going to sign. So basically told one guy to go pound sand.
I'm okay with that. Like, I'm okay with that. I mean, look.
Play it again. There's Oren with the audio from Lake Tahoe.
He said that so nonchalantly. Almost doesn't count.
I mean, it was almost like Shooter in Happy Gilmore. I mean, literally just, yeah, whatever. You know, just walks on by. Joe Pavelski, the longtime San Jose Shark.
Oh, that's great.
And later the Dallas Star. He did win. He was a runner-up last year. He hit an eagle on 18. He had basically 2 putts to win, but he drops it with an eagle and crowd went bananas. That looks like such an amazing event where people bring their boats up in Lake Tahoe.
It is.
Looks like a beautiful time of the year. And our own John Smoltz, he was on the leaderboard. I think Smoltz finished in the top five.
Where did Steph Curry finish?
Because he was just on I think he was also top five.
He is really good.
Yep.
Like Steph Curry. Steph Curry's really good. Yeah, man, it is it is a fun event, and that's why guys love playing in it. And this time of year, for those who don't know, it's beautiful up there, man. It's great weather,
right?
And that's a beautiful course.
Big time. Hey, man, got down to the Keys this week for fishing. Great time, man. We caught the big one. We literally did catch the big one, 65-pound grouper and a Goliath grouper. I don't want to get the boat captain in trouble because even though he handled this gigantic – it's like basically bringing a bag of wet cement out of the boat, out of the water. You got to get the hook out, but you're not supposed to be taking trophy pictures. So I'm not going to put that on Twitter, but you do got to.
But I can't.
You got to get the hook out of the thing's mouth.
I can't attest. Mike did catch a fish.
Thank
this
you.
Big.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
But again, no. Every catch I had, that's a trash fish. Come on, freaking 2 feet long, and it was. And these fish, you never even heard these. Oh, that's a Bahamian slugfish, or that's a Bermuda blah blah. I'm like, well, yeah. Can't we eat it?
Yeah.
He goes, it's going to taste bad.
That's a sticker fish, right?
I go, well, full deep fry it. Who gives a crap?
Yeah, it'll work.
It can't taste any worse than some bad catfish, right?
I agree.
But anyway, I was the bottom feeder catching the bottom feeders. Either way. And then we had a giant crab that kept jumping up in the bait box. It was eating all the fish.
Really?
Yeah, man. It's like a damn cartoon character. Coming up there. Like, hey, what are you doing? But anyway, great fishing. Great week down there. One thing which I love about the Keys is when you rent a house with your friends and, you know, it's just a great time. And I got a buddy I've had since second grade, and we've got other friends. One of our neighbors that we met in Peachtree City in Sharpsburg, they came. We roped them into our shenanigans. It's one thing I think, and this isn't sexist. This is just the way of the world. Usually it's easier for guys. Sports is common out for guys to break the ice. Sometimes it's tough for women to get four women on the same page. Would you agree?
200%.
And luckily this one was smooth. So the neighbor that was kind of like the – let's be honest. She was like the head of the HOA and was kind of a hard ass.
Yeah.
She is now like, let's get more shots.
Oh, wow.
She's loosened up. She was having fun.
Oh, so she really hung out
with
you.
Yeah, we go see this. There's a band playing. This beautiful singer was playing guitar. She's like, oh, I would totally make out with her. I'm like, well, we can facilitate that. Mm. So that was, you know, it's Key West kind of stuff.
Do these stories come back to the South Side is my question.
No, of course not. Not at all. No.
Okay,
She was a leader of the HOA.
Because tomorrow you'll be out in the yard. Good afternoon.
No, they've left the cul-de-sac and relocated to Alabama.
Oh, okay, so.
They're down by.
Then that's good then.
They live down by Matt Bryant down
there. Because I was going to say, the only issue with that is, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because the only issue is when you go have a good time with your neighbors like that and people that live close to you, is it's like,
you know what they did on vacation. Exactly.
So that's the only thing, but that's cool.
No, it was great. Now, real quick, I told you guys off there, I was telling Mike Connie, our boss, this year we've always had nice houses down there. The Truman Annex is where President Truman first started going down to, and he basically making his headquarters during the winter, and subsequently Eisenhower stayed there, JFK stayed there.
Sure.
It's right across the street from the house we were staying in. I walked out my door, and there's a 1947 Lincoln stretch limousine. I mean, it was so cool. I got some pictures of it. I'll put it up on Twitter.
That's cool.
But it was just a great time. The house we rented, it was owned by Jimmy Dean, the country music star and Sausage King.
The Sausage King, Jimmy Dean?
Not the Sausage King of Chicago, not Abe Froman.
Okay, okay.
We're talking about Jimmy Dean.
All right.
You know, Big Bad John.
Yeah.
Well, John Fricke would know that song, but anyway, Big Bad John. But no, the house was just mega. It was unbelievable.
So he... So- own this? And
yeah,
then,
he
what,
passed
his
away,
son
and
still
his widow,
in the
that was his widow's. His widow owns the home.
Okay.
So this thing was like gigantic with a huge pool.
Was there sausage in the home?
No, there was no sausage art. There was nothing. There's nothing to denote that it was the realtor, like Polly Pepperpot from Key West Realty. Like, you know, this is Jimmy Dean's house. I'm like, Jimmy Dean, the country singer? She's like, yeah, like the sausage guy. So we bought, needless to say, copious amounts of Jimmy Dean sausage.
I agree.
For our breakfast.
That's pretty cool.
Now, one last note on this, and we'll get back to the All-Star game. Also, guys, coming up at the top of the hour, some interesting news, a signing today or a contract extension that has some big implications for the Falcons, if not today, down the road. So stay tuned for that coming up at 5. So we're down there, and about this time of year in July, my wife plays a lot of golf. The country club, the Canongate group, they have their women's championship.
Okay.
And every year, I have to hear this about 5 or 6 times, wherever I am, on vacation, whether I'm home, wherever this falls. It's usually the second week or third week in July. They have this tournament, and the winner gets the best parking spot. Women's champion.
Yes.
And you can imagine that women, if you play golf, you know they're very serious, very intense. Some would say dour and joyless. Really, really want to win that best parking space. Unfortunately, this is a note. This is not for my wife. I just want – she'll never say anything about it. Canongate Golf, can you have a rule that kids can't win the championship?
Why? Did
because
a kid win?
Every year some aspiring high school kid who's going for a scholarship somewhere kicks all the old ladies' butts.
And they're really
and
good.
And then every time my wife has 3 or more vodka sodas, they shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I'm like, honey, I'm in Key West. Well, they shouldn't do it. I go, well, why don't you make a rule that 13-year-olds can't win the club championship? Well, I didn't play this year. See, that's passive aggressive.
That is.
So please, Canongate, I'm begging you, just have an old lady division and a younger person
division.
Yeah,
they should have divisions.
And then the old, because the kid can't drive, so the parking space is a waste. And these women.
So they allow all ages to play.
My God, they would stab someone over this parking space.
I believe it.
This came up 5 times during my vacation.
I believe it. So she stayed to play?
No. 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 Oh, my God. I just heard from Barbara, and I just heard from Hortense that some 13-year-old won the club championship.
Gotcha.
And then so every night, I'm like, how many vodka sodas is Becky had? I think that's 4. Here comes the golf. So this is an open letter to Canongate Golf. Please don't let 13-year-olds win the women's championship for my mental sanity. Thank you. Again, that's in no way an opinion of Carl Dukes in case he plays at a Canongate course. Hey, man, that's our guy talk. A reminder, guys, we'll be back here tomorrow at Murph's. Coming up on Wednesday, we're going to be downtown for SEC Media Days.
Yeah, man. Can't wait to hear what Kirby's got to say tomorrow. Want to hear from Gunnar Stockton. We really haven't heard from Gunnar. We're going to get a chance to tomorrow. So that is a big day tomorrow with SEC Media. But when we come back, guys, Falcon fans, pay attention. Because we all want to be good. And we want to be good for a very long time. But there's a cost associated with that. And we're going to tell you how things are trickling down in the NFL and how it could affect the Falcons coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.